Hi there. The word for you today is always do more than what's expected. In Matthew 5, verse 48, reading from the Message, Jesus said, "Live generously and graciously toward others." In his famous Sermon on the Mount, Luke 6:38, he said, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." Notice, Jesus did not say, "Only give to those who can give back to you." John Bunyan, in his famous classic Pilgrim's Progress, put it this way: "You haven't lived today successfully unless you've done something for someone who can never repay you." In the days of Jesus, a Roman soldier could legally force a Jewish civilian to carry his heavy backpack for up to a mile. That was his right, and you refused to do so at your peril. So, to walk the first mile was to do only what was required. Then Jesus came along and said, "If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too." Why? Because extra mile service gives you an opportunity to impact the lives of others. A person with an extra mile attitude is someone who cares more than others think is wise, risks more than others think is safe, dreams more than others think is practical, and believes more than others think is possible. And finally, he's one who gives more than others think is necessary. Here's how Jesus bottom lines it in the Message, and I quote, "If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In a word, what I'm saying is, grow up. Your kingdom subjects live like it. Live out your God-created identity generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives toward you." So, the word for you today is, always do more than is expected.